Well, stories can be told through books, poems, movies, TV shows, and of course, music. But it seems rare nowadays that albums tell a complete fictional story. In the case of their second album, You Beauty, have continued with telling everyday stories from suburban Australia. Illy Wacker is an album that recites a twisted little story of an internet dating scammer who ends up falling for his victim. We're joined by You Beauty's lead singer, Will Farrier. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
No worries.
I should get you to write the bios.
Well, let's start. The name of the album is Illy Wacker, and I looked this up, and of course, it's the title of a classic Peter Carey book, but it also sounds like a bit of a knocker name for a stick you used to beat up a rug with, which isn't too far from the truth, apparently. Can you tell us how you got the name of the title?
I read Illy Wacker while I was doing these lyrics, and I was like, yeah, that novel is about a scammer, an Australian con artist in the late 1800s, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Peter, old mate Pete, can't say we know him, but I feel for me. I've read his stuff.
Yeah, he's a good writer.
He has his moments, and then he doesn't have his moments as well. So, anyway, that's for the literary show. I'm doing that after this.
We'll get you in the book club.
Yeah, book club. But anyway, I was reading that book, and I was enjoying it. And I just thought, you know, like old mate Pete had taken this term out of the cemetery, kind of, and he reintroduced it into the swing of things.
There's a lot of old Australian terms that you don't hear anymore.
Yeah, but I just thought, you know, Pete, like, just because you saw it in some old dictionary in an op shop doesn't mean that it's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought I would deliver it back to the Australian people.
With a fantastic album.
Yeah.
The
that
album.
Was the intention.
Well, it is.
So I'm reclaiming the term for everyday, you know, Aussie battlers.
And exactly. And people who might not have even heard of the book are going,
exactly.
It's a whole
they
new
don't
term.
Want, they don't want this, you know, written English literature wank. They just want to, you know, some good old slang words.
Some good Aussie pub rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. The album tells a story of like an internet dating scammer that starts out being a bit of a nasty piece of work, trying to take advantage of a vulnerable girl, but story sort of weaves in and out of the emotions. Can you tell us how this all came about and where you got the idea for this internet dating scam story?
I don't know. I don't know.
I read that you saw some animation about sort of online scams and
I mean, with everything, like a couple of things come up. You know, like when we did the last album and that was about a footy player.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I have no interest, to be honest, in football. But it's just a couple of things come up and they kind of hang around and then something else pops up. And all of a sudden, it just feels like you're being led towards this thing, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, right.
And so, yeah, one of those things was a little, for one of the jobs I do, I have to keep an eye out on consumer policy news. It's very high. It's very highbrow.
Consumer policy.
You think it's just straight up Aussie pub rock, but we're actually sophisticated young.
There's a whole new layer there.
Yeah, there's so many layers. I'm like an onion. So yeah, I was just checking this, and I just saw this like Scam Watch ad by some government agency, and they were just like, and they just had this cute little guy like. I don't know, like Reggie, the ex-scammer, and he was this like ochre bloke, and he was like, you know, I used to rip old ladies off.
Right.
But then I saw the light, and they were kind of trying to educate people not to do this shit.
Yeah, really.
So I left out, I just took the education part about it and just took the scamming part. Also, you know, like everyone hears these weird little Tinder stories, like everyone hears Tinder dates, and like if you've got, you know, like some older folks you're in touch with, they might have some eHarmony dating stories and you know, so I heard of people like running into weird situations on the internet, and it just all comes together, and
sometimes they go wrong, right?
I think a lot of the times they go wrong, yeah. sometimes they obviously go really right,
so. I guess.
I'm definitely not right enough. And as the footy thing, like I'm not into footy.
Yeah.
I wrote an album about footy for some reason. And with this, like can't say that I've done much online dating.
Not much? That means you've done some?
No. When I say not much, I've done absolutely zilch.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
So, obviously, but it's cool exploring things like that you have actually had no idea about, because it's interesting for you.
Well, you do your research. You can find out all about that weird, wonderful world of online dating.
Yeah. Well, when you say do your research, like I can go on Google.
Yeah, well, that's all we do. that's all research is, right?
Research equals Google, yeah.
Speaking of Google, I actually jumped on and I found a website, intimateconnections.com.au. It seemed to be a little website you made as part of the album launch.
Yeah, kind of. We made a video. You know, like it's fun to get in these characters. Yeah. And obviously, like, there's a performance side of that, you know, like, yeah, I'm wearing white jeans to shows at the moment and sunglasses, which is, you know, a bit of fun. But it's cool to just take it through. And then if you have an idea for a film clip, like, that's cool. And then if you have an idea for just, like, a random little video, like, so we're actually, on the weekend, we actually just filmed a documentary about the real you beauty behind the shades.
Fantastic.
So we're going to chuck that out tomorrow. But, yeah, the intimate connection thing is another thing. You know, like, you can just kind of get... You know, in this digital age, you need to be...
I loved it. It's like full 90s colours and fonts and dodgy old icons.
That was actually Sydney legend Spod that made that website.
Spod. Yeah. Spod the man.
Yeah, Spod the man. Spod can somehow code text to appear on a very slight angle, which is like never been done before. He's got mad skills, yeah.
Well, he would have killed it back in the website industry back in the 90s.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Probably still
is. It's just 100% word art, 94. But... Yeah, like we also had a little chat thing now. I actually got to rev that up again. So if you want to get on,
yeah,
it's inti/mate, yeah, M-A-T, slash, oh no, sorry.
Dash.
Okay, so.
Inti-mate.
You do it. Yeah.
-connections.com.au.
Yeah, just get on and we'll have a little chat thing there and we can talk about your secrets and, get some advice on internet dating now that I have all this.
Everyone's trying to find love,
background research.
Will?
Everyone's trying to find love and I believe I'm here to be that facilitator, yeah. A modern day Cupid.
We've got Will here from You Beauty. Illiwacka is the album. And look, it is a concept album. I don't know if you don't like it being called that, but it sure is. And it's something that we've seen a bit of lately. You know, you get your Arcade Fire did one with Neon Bible. Kendrick Lamar did Good Kid, Bad City. One of my favorites is The Streets, A Grand Don't Come for Free. And these albums all tell a story through, a linear sort of story through the album. You've done two of them now. Are you a fan of the concept of the album in general?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, I don't think I listened to a lot of them. Yeah, it just kind of stuck with me. It's fun making stuff up. Well, it's more interesting to people than the boring everyday stuff. I did think about making a concept album about the commute to work from Wollongong, Sydney, but we might pass that over to next.
I think there is a third album.
City Rail has a wealth of inspiration, like you can get deep into some stories on City Rail.
And just watching people you meet, on City Rail.
Okay, we probably won't be able to do that now because I just let that out of the bag.
Sorry.
So if anyone else is out there willing to do a concept album on City Rail, it's yours. Just credit us and pay us a dividend.
Okay. Now, how do you put together an album like this?
Yeah, so like the dudes give me, they give me the songs. Mm-hmm. They give me the record,
Yeah.
There's this beautiful thing where I don't interfere with what they want to do.
Yep.
And they don't interfere what I want to do. And we both, it's just nice to let people do their things. You know, normally when you're working in band situations, there's all this like compromise and this like weird manipulation because you actually want someone to play like this instead of that, you know what I mean? Like, so there's all these kind of, and then you end up with this thing sometimes that is just like a poor version of what was actually put forth because it's just been eroded with compromise and,
Too many cooks spoil the broth.
So I'm just letting them cook the broth and then I'm just making a garnish. And that's
okay, so you're hitting the road shortly for a short string of dates. Now, with the linear style of the albums, how do you perform the songs on stage? Is it all in order of the...
We played them in order when we did a little Sydney show in November when the album first came out on digitally.
Yep.
So that was fun, and then we might mix it up. I don't know, we'll just kind of guess, and it's easier than writing a set list. You know, like if you're selling records, you're like, who's writing the set list? Oh, I don't want to write the set list. You write the set list.
Yeah, it's always that issue.
Like, pick a record up and put it on the ground. You're like, okay, there's your set list.
Oh, well, good luck with the tour. Sydney this weekend, then Melbourne at the Tote, the Gong, Wombara, Bolo.
Wombara. Shift your accent there, yeah.
Wombara Bolo in the Gong. And then the Foundry in Brisbane on the 13th of February. Thanks very much for joining us, Will, here in the studio.
Pleasure.
at 2SER.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.